שלום, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 19.
We're reading the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, starting with appellations alien to the human spirit. You can find the text on kabbalahmedia.info, and you can ask questions during the lesson.
So here we are in the revelation of things that may not be so pleasant, maybe, but they're true. As we are not capable to be connected to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalists are talking in the language of the branches, meaning they're bringing us all kinds of names which point to some upper root, and without the upper root, these names are meaningless. If I don't attain the upper root, then for me these upper roots are just like that, kind of movements in the air, waves in the air. But I could say, yes, I'm using them in order to awaken the reforming light if I want to attain the root. And these words are truly connected to the root. So somehow I can, by this, awaken the reforming light. But definitely, let's not forget that the language of branches are when I read something that I don't know what it's about. I hear something, words that have no true meaning, unless we join to this our intention to reach the root. That's one thing. The second thing, that even if I study from the greatest Kabbalist of all, doesn't matter who from. Yes, it's not like in our world we think that the great Kabbalist can teach more. No. Baal HaSulam even says that in order to, it's best to go down and in order to write something for the general folk, he has to be lowered in a degree. To lower his degrees. And because there's a matter of truly the wisdom of Kabbalah that can be learned under the condition that there will be a spiritual connection, mouth to mouth, according to the screens, the masachs of the studiers, the students, and the student who is learning, and his rav who is teaching. This is where he says that he delivers from the mouth of a wise sage to a student who is of appropriate knowledge and preparation. This is when they have a certain equation between them, and then a quality that the student can understand the Kabbalist, otherwise he doesn't understand what's being talked about. It's like a little child who hears that he's being told something, but he doesn't yet understand the language. And this is how we are, therefore, towards the receivers, towards the Kabbalists, sorry, that also read in their books and maybe hear recordings of sorts. We learn something formal. We receive from them guidance of how to reach the connection. But the wisdom of Kabbalah, in truth, is given from the upper to the lower, according to incorporation, equivalence, and connection between them. And this connection comes through the common masach. This is why we have here, we can already see two very special things. They seemingly cool us down, where on one hand the language is the language of branches, and second, that the words that they're talking about is about some other reality that we don't even grasp what's that reality. That's one thing. And secondly, even if we were to learn from the great sage, we wouldn't learn anything from him of the wisdom of Kabbalah, but rather we might be able to learn only about the guidance of how we can behave each and between us in order to reach adhesion, connection to the roots somewhat, and then to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is that clear? There's no question about this. It's just like that. Well,
I was sure that you, as our teacher, you're conveying the light to us from the upper force.
The light of Ein Sof.
True. You're passing it on to us, yes or no?
I'm passing. It's written about that, I have come and there is no man there.
Meaning what?
That there's no one to transfer to.
What do you mean? We're constantly connected to you, and we feel that you're passing it on to us.
Where are you connected? Wait, let me look here.
No, really, this is what we feel all the time. When you're not here, people don't come. I'm telling you, seriously.
That, specifically, this is a very bad example.
Maybe.
No, not maybe. This specifically is a very bad example. It points to the fact that people come, you know, for what? That's it, for a show. It's all show. I'm telling you this in a crude manner. They're not coming to connect to one another and to receive from the Creator. They come to see some puppet that's standing before them making faces.
You were really tied to the Rabash.
You don't know what it means to be connected.
What does it mean to be connected to the Rav?
Where? I don't want to talk about this.
Why?
I don't want. Leave it. Please.
The essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, appellations alien to the human spirit.
Meaning we have another obstacle on the path. Another obstacle. Besides the fact that it's the language of the branches, and besides the fact that you can't study other than by a common masach, so we have another obstacle here.
With all that is said above, you will understand why we sometimes find appellations and terms that are very alien to the human spirit in books of Kabbalah. They're abundant in the fundamental books of Kabbalah, which are the Book of Zohar, the Tikkunim, and the Books of Dari. It is indeed bewildering why these sages use such lowly appellations to express such exalted holy notions. Yet you will fully understand it once you have acquired the above conceptions. This is because it is now clear that no language in the world can be used to explain this wisdom, except for one that is intended for just that end, namely the language of the branches according to the relations to the upper roots. Thus, obviously, no branch or occurrence of a branch should be neglected because of its inferior degree, or not use it to express the desired concept in the interconnections in the wisdom, as there is no other branch in our world to take its place. As no two hairs nurse from the same foreman, we do not have two branches that relate to a single root. Hence, by leaving an incident unused, we lose the spiritual concept corresponding to it in the upper world, as we have not a single word to utter it, to utter in its place and indicate that root. In addition, such an incident would impair the entire wisdom in all its vastness, since now there is a missing link in the chain of the wisdom connected to that concept. This mutilates the entire wisdom. For there is no other wisdom in the world where matters are so fused and intertwined by way of cause and effect, primary and consequential, as is the wisdom of Kabbalah, connected from top to bottom, just like a long chain.
Meaning this whole mechanism is round. If you touch something, you have to know what it's connected to, how it influences the whole system, and through the whole system it's connected to everything, and it's connected to Him, to that one discernment that you, let's say, want to examine. And meaning if we're learning, we have to learn this integrally. This is why no long more than 10 and no less than 10, and only within the 10. And the 10 can expand and incorporate within it to more and more degrees. But nevertheless, if you don't grasp 10 as one, we don't start to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because every discernment is as a result of the 10. Yes?
Therefore, upon the temporary loss of but a small cognizance, the entire wisdom darkness darkens before our eyes, for all its matters are tightly connected to one another, literally fusing into one. Now you will not wonder at the occasional use of alien appellations. They have no freedom of choice with appellations to replace the bad with the good or the good with the bad. They must always use the branch or the incident, which precisely points to its upper root in all its necessary measure. Moreover, the matters must be expanded so as to provide an accurate definition for the eyes of their fellow readers.
Questions?
I understand that if some concept's missing, it breaks the integrality of the wisdom. But what is an foreign and alien
An appellation? Alien appellation is where you call a certain phenomena where this name, this appellation, does not belong to it. You have to know the root and the branch. And then, according to the precise branch that is in this world and has an appellation, to call the root accordingly. And then, well, that's for you. In order to write, in order to talk to someone, you yourself don't need the language of branches. You don't need. You attained the roots, that's it, we're done. You're in them. What do you care? Let's say you're living in the forest, and you don't know how to call why this is called an apple. Yeah, it's a fruit, and that's it. Well, it's a fruit, you don't know what it is. You know that it's like this. That this is, Adam HaRishon gave names to this. What does that mean? From the attainment of root and branch, he gave names to all the parts of creation. But actually, if we were to not connect between us, we wouldn't need any language. And the fact that I'm in the attainment of the spiritual world, I don't need the language of branches either. For what? Only in order to be able to pass this on in writing and verbally from generation to generation. Therefore, I need a code, a language. And I have no choice at that point, because in spirituality, I can't write to you. Let's say, theoretically, you know how we can write? We have 125 degrees. Each degree is also divided. Each degree and sub-degree also. And then I need to go down to a certain resolution. And let's say I write Bina, that's in Malchut, and Chochma, that's in some Partsuf, and some Sfira, and this and that and that. And upon that, I talk. So how will I write that? It's possible, but it will be like in a computer. Where actually, if you want to point to something in the computer, you have to do something, some line from dozens or hundreds of symbols. So the Kabbalists did it in such a way in the language of branches. Yes?
So what is an alien appellation?
Alien appellations is that they're not suited as root and branch. And why did they do that? They didn't want to use the appellations that are seemingly crude. Zivug, coupling. Nishuk, kissing. Chibuk, hugging. And so on. All kinds of such things. Where they're speaking about connections between Parzufim, etc. They didn't want to use that, and therefore they kind of... The Torah doesn't do that. The Torah speaks in a complete disclosed manner. They're not like some novel that someone writes, so he looks for nice words or that are not suitable or are suitable according to whoever's going to read them. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's all according to, well, it's a scientific language. Yes.
I'm not sure, but it's like you were just asked about the Kelim of Achoraim, the posterior Kelim, and there are different explanations as to what that is. The Kelim of Achoraim are the second half, the lower half of the Parzuf.
What I'm asking is, when they say Kelim of Achoraim, they sometimes mean this, and sometimes they mean something else, meaning not always... Because he says that there's a precision, seemingly, between the language and what they mean in the spiritual worlds. And sometimes they use the same words here, at least in my opinion, they use certain things to point to different things above.
No,
in spirituality.
What do you mean here? In corporeality?
Here, in what I'm reading in the text. In the text, they use the same words to point to different phenomena.
What different phenomena?
Again, Kelim Avachoraim. In Tess, he wrote earlier, the stony heart, Kelim Avachoraim. He wrote in what we
okay.
just read. And Kelim Avachoraim could be all kinds of meanings.
Kelim d'achoraim are vessels of reception. It's the lower half of the Parzuf. You can see the definition that he writes someplace and see that it's correct all throughout, all the way through. You only have to examine whether you understand that this is the Kelim of Choraim and also that and also this, but if he writes it, that's correct. There are no imprecisions here.
I'm not trying to dispute him. I'm just saying that he's not. Sometimes he used seemingly the same word and...
Show us. Show us and then we'll talk about it. Good to your friend.
I think what he means is that there is no something directly like the sun. You can see the things depending on how the life reject. So maybe each word himself is not the meaning, but how everything is inclusion. So everything is a system. So when I see... So if I see a term... So when I see a term, means that... Gil, I lost it. Anyway, everything is a system and it's complex. So if I see a term, for me to understand it, I have to understand the whole level himself. That's right or is completely twisted?
Yes. Not that you completely have to understand everything, but all in all, you have to understand the system in general, and where is this concept, and how is it related to the system, and how is the system related to it, and more or less, you have to understand these matters, otherwise you will not understand the concept itself, because it, in and of itself, does not exist, but only in its connection to others. And in general, even if we follow the names and we explain and point out each and every thing, we see that even the names that we give, we don't name the thing itself, because the thing itself is just the will to receive, but only according to the way it connects with the rest of the parts in the system. And correspondingly, it has the right to exist.
Moskva.
Moscow.
Москва.
Вот в статье написано, что нельзя убрать название ветви, да, иначе не назовешь корень. А вот, ну, вообще, это же кажется пищей для мозгов просто. Как вот из этого получить свет, возвращающий к источнику? Причем тут объединение? Ну, вообще разница огромная.
It's written in the article that you can't replace the name of the root, otherwise you will err. You can't change the branch, otherwise you'll be erring in the root. And the question? What for are we learning this at all? After all, we want to receive the reforming light and not knowledge from my intellect.
Exactly, in order to receive the reforming light, and only. I'm not studying in order to fill my brains. That's forbidden altogether. It's called that I'm studying wisdom and not Torah. I just want to draw the reforming light. This is the only thing that I depend on. Right?
Как из этого текста получить свет, возвращающий к источнику, когда здесь, ну, просто написано, что нельзя убрать там название ветви и так далее. То есть просто, ну, ни о чем, не объясняет.
How can you receive from this text the reforming light? Where simply everything that's written in this text is that you can't replace between the names. It's not written about the upper roots. You're talking about this text specifically. How can you from this text draw the light?
Then you're not trying to draw the reforming light, but you're trying to derive some kind of wisdom out of it, and that's an incorrect approach. When I read the text, I have several approaches to the text. The one is that I need it in order to receive the reforming light, and then I don't care whether I do or don't understand. Suppose Psalms, how much do we understand from there? Well, now we understand a bit more, but we see the states that King David went through and so on. And also, all of these things, this is externally to the extent to which we can understand these things. This is one thing. Another thing is that I want, besides the reforming light, to receive the knowledge, the understanding of how can I explain it to beginners, to friends, how can I connect, what do we talk about, and so on. Meaning there are several layers, levels, demands from the studying itself, but the main thing is the reforming light. Besides that, we don't need anything really, only that. But in order to write articles for newspapers and for people to come to study, it's like Bala Sulam wrote, that we're studying the articles that he wrote for the public. How did he put it? To instill the wisdom of Kabbalah into the masses. So there we don't really expect much reforming light, even though that of course it's there because it was written by a Kabbalist, and when he writes, he's in spirituality. But there especially what we want to acquire is his mind, the wisdom, the way, the rationale. Also, in the articles we studied this morning, the short article by Rabash. Love, friends. That we, from there, also want to get an understanding so that the way will be clear, the stage is on the way that we have to advance by to the goal. And this is something truly great. It's not simple trying to explain this to newcomers, how confused it'll make them. Can you picture the entire way that a person has to go through in the four or five stations? And people won't grasp this because there's like no relation. And for you, already yes, field, desert, Pharaoh, I, Egypt, and so on. Moses goes into Egypt. The way he goes in, he himself came from Babylon, but he goes to the house of Pharaoh, and he grows up there. His will to receive grew. He understands that he doesn't belong to it, but still, that's what he's in. He gets his entire enlivenment, his discernments from there. And when it grew, he sees that, no, nonetheless, he belongs to the point in the heart, and he can't disconnect from it. So much so that he has a dispute with Pharaoh, and he runs away, and so on. Meaning here, we're already talking about a person's inner development, which is his ego, the point in the heart, different phenomena that are related to him. This is how you have to study. This is the language of the branches. And talk about it with beginners, and you'll see how many years it'll take them to be able to describe it to themselves correctly. No matter how much you tell them, they'll accept it, yeah. They'll say, yeah, but it's not alive in them because there's no connection between root and branch. And we already have it to some extent, so we can already picture it somehow. Clear? Niv.
If the root is one, eventually, how, according to root and branch, there's a multiplicity. He even wrote that it was written in root and branch. It's like a print and its imprint. How did we have all these different pieces yet?
If you point at the branch, it has one root and it's unrelated to any other root. The root, which is the root of all roots, has no branches, but its branches are also on the same level as it is on and all the other roots.
What is all their branches are on the same level like the rosh of the roots?
Suppose in the Rosh Hashanah, being that's where all the roots are, and they're related to the highest root. At Rosh de Lo Et Yada, this is where the Shosh is.
So when I point to a certain branch, do I mean its specific one root, or the details of that root, that are of the same root?
It doesn't matter. Of course, on the way you have many roots.
That's the question. The language of branches, is it relating to the multiplicity of details?
The language of the roots is related to the branches, and it points at the root if you understand what the root is. Usually we don't. But by studying, hoping to awaken the reforming light, therefore it works like with children. What do we have today? Besides making the flow chart. Right? Eitan, you hear that? Tomorrow you come here, I ask you, you show me. What did you do? Homework. Yes, Dudi.
We only have to create the flowchart according to the article Love and Friends.
Good. Yesterday I had
a discussion with women.
Right, toward the Women's Congress. Well, it's not exactly a congress, virtual congress, the Women's Virtual Congress. And I really enjoyed the questions, and I really enjoyed their willingness and the measure to which they're really willing, we really have a very strong other half. So, way to go.
Thank you to our home viewers, our TV viewers. Good day. The Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, the Wisdom of Kabbalah is inviting you to an opening of a course in the Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. This acquaintance evening will take place in Kfar Sama today, the 14th of January. Entrance is 30 shekel and with RSVPing. For additional details, 1-700-509-209 or on our site, kabcoil. We are all in the convention unity evening on the 20th of January. We're going to connect our hearts that the groups in Israel are preparing for us. Radio Kabbalah Lam will accompany us on the way there and on the way home. Participation requires payment and registration on newarg.kbb1.com and a song.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענות ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק כשיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה רגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש